The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We're having a conversation this week about poverty. That's in light of the very grim numbers from the U.S. Census that poverty levels are now at their highest since 1983, and one in six Americans now living below the poverty level. And we're wondering what your response is. Maya in Roxbury, Boston writes this at our website. Programs for the poor have changed in the past years and now encourage finding employment, not just living off benefits, but hello, no jobs. We're in a vicious cycle here, and the way out is creating jobs and the transportation for people to get them. We want to get your responses as well. You can call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. One response we got really caught our attention. It came from a listener who had gone to school in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She's now in New Jersey. But she was telling us about her senior thesis project, which was on poverty and homelessness, in which she spent 6 months speaking to this man.
I try not to look homeless. But sometimes when I walk around, I have a complex that people are looking at me and thinking that I'm homeless, but I know I don't look homeless.
That man's name is Joseph Gill, and Megan Flood joins us now. 6 months conducting weekly interviews with him. Megan, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Why Joseph Gill, Megan?
Well, I knew I wanted to do this whole project on homelessness, and I visited the tent community, and this man stood out immediately. It was my first day visiting the tent community with a volunteer organization, and this one man came up to me, and he said, oh, thanks for coming. Are you a student? And I said, yes, I'm studying art and design, and he was telling me about his marketing business and how he was familiar with all of the Adobe programs. And I was unsure if he was a volunteer or if he was actually homeless. He was very well-dressed. His hair was perfectly gelled. And he said, oh, and this is my tent right over here. And I was just shocked that he actually was one of the homeless members. And he really had a story to tell, a very educated man. And I knew I wanted to share his story with everyone.
And it's an incredible story. One of the things that strikes me about the things he had to say was the way he points to very common things as things that we take for granted, and it actually gave your project its name. It's called livingwithoutdoorknobs.com. Take a listen to this comment.
You don't appreciate doorknobs until you don't have one. Doorknobs, to most people who are not homeless, are just there. Once you have to struggle with zippers in the cold, zippers in the rain, zippers when you have to take your gloves off and deal with trying to open up a zipper when it gets stuck in the fabric. And there are so many times when you forget something, you have to go back in your tent. Because you don't want to leave your tent open for a split second. Because even if you walk 5 feet away from your tent for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, a mouse could run in there, a possum, skunk, whatever. You don't want to leave it open at all because you just don't know.
Megan, what did you take away from these 6 months of conversations with Joseph Gill?
The number one thing I took away was, all of these numbers with unemployment and poverty. I mean, it's at its worst level. But I really understood that in order to really understand the problem, you really have to talk to somebody and hear one person's story, because everybody has a story. And I was just, it was a very hard project to work on, but just speaking to him, it could happen to anyone. This could happen to anyone. He just didn't have a support system. But, this could happen to you or me.
Megan, how long did it take in this relationship that you struck up with Joseph Gill before he began to give you the kind of detail that we're hearing about doorknobs and zippers, that sort of thing? I mean, he came to you, but how long did it take for him to really open up?
I would say I met him first in September, and I talked to him, informally. And then I guess it was in November where I said, can we meet in the library? And I just want to talk to you and interview you. And then when it was in January, he really opened up. I met him every week. And in January, he really just told me his whole story, every detail. And that's when he said, what I miss the most is doorknobs. And that's how this whole project came to be.
I hope to have a doorknob soon. I hope to have a doorknob that opens up to, you know, a hot shower or bath. I miss the indoors so much. Or miss having a doorknob, miss having a door and a door frame. That if I did get a door where you open it up and it creaks, I'd probably leave it that way just so it would make noise. Because I could fix it. You could oil it. You could tighten the screws, whatever. You'd appreciate it. It would remind you that it's there and that it should be appreciated.
That's Joseph Gill from interviews that Megan Flood did with him for her senior thesis about a tent community of homeless and poverty-stricken people outside Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, Megan,
got a grade, Megan. Did he get a home?
Yes, it was actually an exciting story. Last September, he saved up for months working at a restaurant, and now he's moved in with his sister in Illinois, and he's out of homelessness.
But he doesn't have enough yet to have his own home.
Exactly.
But he got his door.
Yeah, he got his door.
So tell me, Megan, you must look at the door frames now. Every time you open a door, it must strike you.
It really does. I mean, we have this one door in my house that everybody says, oh, we have to use that WD for because it keeps making that noise. And I'm like, you know what, we have to keep it like that. Because of that moment where he said that, he said if he has a door that creaks, you know, he's going to leave it that way.
Megan, does this make you want to now interview everyone that you see that's struggling, talk to more people? Or
yes, it really does, and I really want to continue this project and get other people's stories out there.
Megan Flood shared her story with us. This is part of her senior thesis, and you can actually find the project at the website livingwithoutdoorknobs.com. And you can find us there by our handle on Twitter, at The Takeaway. And share with us your own stories of maybe how you have viewed what's going on in the country around you, what your stories, your pictures. And Megan Flood, again, livingwithoutdoorknobs.com. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you very much for having me.
A doorknob, especially if it's a doorknob that you paid for and installed yourself, it means a lot. It means that you have security. You have security and comfort in knowing that you have, well, a roof over your head. Four walls and a roof mean a lot.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.